Lake Effect continues here on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Teich. There was a time when the corporate break room was a hodgepodge of vending machines selling bitter coffee, stale sandwiches, and those cheese and cracker sandwiches in Day Glow Orange.
Those kinds of break rooms are largely gone from the scene, replaced in some larger companies by catered kitchens, which offer a variety of entrees and snacks. But a Menominee Falls company is pioneering a new model for companies that aren't quite large enough to warrant an on-site restaurant, but want to offer fresher options than a vending machine.
Tim Taylor is the CEO of Davian's, which created the concept of the micro market. I met him in one of those markets, which is located in another Menominee Falls-based corporation, the industrial technology conglomerate called Actuant. Katrina Gongola is vice president of global talent there. Taylor explained how his food service company has evolved.
We started in 1958 with a handful of vending machines, and we continued to grow and develop. In 1990, we built a new facility in Menominee Falls where we added extra services. The idea here was that we wanted to provide all food service solution to our clients, including events, catering, vending. And then in 2011, with the demand for healthier eating, the micro market concept was developed. And how this helps us accomplish that is we are able to offer up to 500 different items here, where in the traditional vending industry, you've got 35 selections. So it's not only just a different experience for our paying customers, it's really, really been our fastest growing segment here, and we're very excited about the future.
What is it about a market like this? I mean, this is really, as we stand here, this is not much larger than the size of a typical break room at any company. I'm thinking it's probably about the size of the kitchen we have at our radio station. What is it about this that speaks to what you wanted to accomplish?
We're limited in what we have available. We don't have the room or the size for a full kitchen, so we have to do with what we have available. And when we started talking to Davian's about how to make changes, for us it was about healthy eating. It was about keeping people here on site rather than going out and going into your fast food. So how do we do that? And we kept challenging them to bring in different ideas. We love the fresh market idea, and we said, well, what more could we do? For them, it was, we could bring in hot food in a certain way that still meets any licensing requirements that we have. We have the ability to bring in cold food in terms of a salad bar daily, in terms of a yogurt fresh bar, and we keep challenging them. Our next one is going to be oatmeal bars, fresh oatmeal and fresh toppings, so that people can feel they can eat healthy and yet stay on site.
Do you work together to kind of develop menus?
We do. Actually, Aaliyah is our on-site individual, and we absolutely adore her. We're talking constantly about what works and what doesn't, and how to bring in more. We know people love our Baja enchilada soup, and how do we do that more often? We also do catering on a regular basis so that people get a wide variety of food.
Well, and in a way, this feels kind of like catering. I mean, I imagine that there's not an on-site kitchen here, right? You're making it and bringing it in?
Correct. All of our products are made fresh locally right here in Menominee Falls and delivered here and refreshed daily from our certified route staff. And then the other portion of our food service here, which we're talking hot entrees, salad bars here that are available, are really managed from our on-site attendant. The concept here is completely customizable. Katrina talked about her limited space here. So our build out here is customizable to any space and also will accommodate anywhere from 100 to 1,000 employees.
How many employees do you have?
We have around 220.
And so at any number of companies around the Milwaukee area, there are different versions of something kind of like this.
Correct. It all depends on a number of employees and how we build it out, how many coolers we have to accommodate the volume and need of fresh food or beverages. So really what we do is we listen to the client, figure out what their needs are, including their wellness needs, and move forward accordingly.
That's a perfect transition here. I was going to ask you how this fits in with your corporate wellness goals.
We actually have been talking with Davian's quite a bit about providing more fresh options. For us, we do have an ActWell program here on site. We have a gym downstairs where people go in and work out daily. So they're looking for food that they can quickly grab when they head back to their desk, and that is healthy options. So having salads, having fruits and vegetables that are fresh that people can grab and go are really appealing.
Well, so let me ask you, you know, you have salads available, you have a yogurt bar available, and these healthy options. As we stand here, you also have a jalapeno popper flavored Cheetos, and you have Nutter Butter cookies. How do you encourage employees to maybe reduce the number of times that they choose Doritos versus the number of times that they choose something healthier?
When we communicate to the employees what's available, we downplay some of the treats and snacks. Yes, we have them available, but I have to be honest, most people gravitate towards the fresh salad. They're going to grab that. They're going to grab a hot sandwich quicker than they're going to grab Doritos.
The back-end software for the Davian's Fresh Market, we have a portal which gives us access to group purchasing habits. And this is a portal that we can share with the clients so they know and understand if their wellness education programs are having an impact or where they may want to focus on any type of additional programs such as a subsidy or a reduced price on some of the healthier products.
So you're not charging him $10 for Doritos, though.
No, that wouldn't be effective. But really, with the 500 items here, the paying customer has plenty of options here, but yet still has access to their traditional branded snacks.
And that was a flip question, but you're not tracking individual employees and exactly what they're eating?
We are not. We don't have that capability, but we do have the ability to summarize all purchasing habits. Now, on the paying customer level, there is what's called the daily nutritional analysis. So they, as they sign up and use a membership here, they can then go in and track their nutritional values for each of their purposes. And if they had a need to monitor anything like sodium or cholesterol, they can put in alerts when they've exceeded the levels that they're concerned about. So really, this is about making healthy choices, and it keeps the employees engaged in the whole program.
So talk about before and after. Before there was a micro market in this space, what was here?
Before, there were two very loud coolers that had very little food in it. We did that because we were trying to keep costs down. But when we really looked at what we were doing, bringing in the Fresh Market and then going into Fresh Market Live gave us the opportunity to provide a lot more options for everyone and yet still maintain our volume and what we're offering to employees and spending on the food available.
We should take. Can we walk over and take a look at or an audio look at what's in this? In this cooler?
Yeah. So we've got I'll just start with what's right in front of me here. We've got a Greek salad. We've got a turkey bacon and Swiss. Looks like we've got a chef salad, beef tips in gravy, turkey cheddar, roast beef and provolone. But then again, too, we've always got some staple items here, some impulse buys, some high protein, hard-boiled eggs are a really big seller. Our cheese, string cheese is a big seller. We've got some yogurt parfaits, always an assortment of milk, and that's kind of we've got a veggie box here, a grab and go veggie box. We have a whole line of protein boxes too that are really, really hot. But really, there's a little something for everybody, and then we can talk about our beverages. With the space of this market here, it allows us to offer some higher end brands, some healthy options. We've got naked juices over here. We've got, you know, sparkling water has made a big comeback. So we've got a great variety of that. Then of course your juices, little something for everybody here.
Are there incentives for people to keep track of their own, either caloric intake or sodium or, you know, the kinds of things we hear about in wellness programs all the time?
There absolutely is. With our Act Well program, we are asking people to track not only their fitness, but their intake and how they're approaching their own wellness activities.
So let me ask, how often are you eating here?
I eat here probably 4 days a week, sometimes both breakfast and lunch.
Do you have favorites that are on the menu?
I absolutely do. There are some things that I really like. I tend to lean towards the sensible solutions, which is a great way to for us to quickly see something that's a little bit lower in calorie. So some of the sandwiches that I really enjoy. But I also do love the availability of the soups. I'll lean towards those. And then twice a week we have eggs and sausage, so I tend to go for that.
Well, thank you to both of you. This is really interesting stuff, and I wish you the best of luck in moving forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Tim Taylor is the CEO of Menominee Falls-based Davians, and Katrina Gongola is vice president of Actuant. The company, also based in Menominee Falls, is one of the sites where Davians has developed what it calls a micro market. There's more information at wuwm.com.